From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 39 people drowned Saturday as a boat full of migrants sank off the coast of Turkey. The boat was headed for the Greek island of Lesbos when it hit some rocks and capsized. About 75 people were rescued. The Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement that 9 victims were trapped inside the capsized craft as patrol boats picked up survivors and continued to search for others. A private Turkish news agency reported that at least 5 of those who died were children. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard said it rescued 31 migrants and refugees from 3 different rubber boats off the island of Kos on Saturday. Video released by the Coast Guard shows rescuers helping people climb onto their ship in the dark. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says his team is ready to start negotiations with UN officials on a peace process for Syria. Speaking in Geneva, Salem al-Meslet said his team is prepared to do anything to end the Syrian civil war, but there are some things that they would like to see happen before the talks.
We are willing to do anything that really put an end to this war. We want to put an end to this ISIS, to terrorism in Syria. We want to put an end to what this dictatorship is doing. We want to see new Syria.
The negotiations started Friday, and the main opposition group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, had originally said it would boycott the talks. However, the group later changed its position and sent representatives to Geneva. Meanwhile, representatives of Syrian Kurds fighting against the Assad government said they were not invited and will not be part of the peace talks. This is VOA News. Heads of state from Africa gathered in Ethiopia for the first full day of the 2-day African Union summit on Saturday. As Marta Vandervolf reports from the AU headquarters in Addis Ababa, terrorism and violent conflicts overshadowed the gathering that was supposed to focus on human rights.
The theme of this year's summit, human rights, is overshadowed by discussions of terrorism and the situation in Burundi. But United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the issues of terrorism and human rights are closely linked.
Extremism flourishes when rights are violated, political space shrinks, and people are marginalized and excluded.
Kenya and Nigeria, each of which have faced numerous terrorist attacks, have both been elected for a 3-year term on the African Union Peace and Security Council. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Republican and Democratic presidential hopefuls crisscrossed the Midwestern state of Iowa Saturday, less than 2 days ahead of the Iowa caucuses. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton focused on gun control at a rally at Iowa State University. A former Arizona Congresswoman, Gabrielle Giffords, herself gravely wounded 5 years ago by a lone gunman, joined Clinton at that rally. Meanwhile, Clinton's Democratic rival, Bernie Sanders, said that as president, his administration would not be doing business as usual.
And it is saying that the status quo is simply not acceptable. We are going to make fundamental changes in our economy and in our political life.
Republican frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, where he said he cares more about the country's business than his own fortunes. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Florida Governor Jeb Bush also held meetings. The Iowa caucuses are Monday, and be sure to tune to these stations for VOA's coverage of the first of the delegate selection process for 2016. The Zika virus is spreading rapidly in Latin America, and some Asian governments have issued advisories attempting to contain the mosquito-borne disease. Health authorities have asked travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America. Zika could be linked to birth defects, such as brain damage in newborns, and could cause temporary paralysis. And world number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic takes on Britain's Andy Murray Sunday in the Australian Open men's tennis final in Melbourne. Djokovic is 21-9 against Murray in head-to-head matches. Germany's Angelique Kerber won the women's title by beating 6-time champion Serena Williams on Saturday. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.